Grace to you and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. From Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and verses 22 through 24. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely. And let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. But you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to innumerable angels in festal gathering, and to the assembly of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of the righteous made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. This is our text. Today, on All Saints' Day, we make it a special point to commemorate the saints of St. John Lutheran Church, who have entered, by way of death, the church triumphant in this past year. So we remember fondly and with great peace in the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, our sister and our brothers, Betty Kreska, Eldon Torbeck, Robert Spencer, Harley Lowry, Jim Barth, Bud Marcellus, Ed Nofke. As a part of the church triumphant, these saints are now at rest in the Lord, asleep in Jesus. And while their souls have been removed from this created realm, their bodies remain here, both body and soul, awaiting the culmination of God's great work of redemption, the resurrection of the dead at the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. In that resurrection, their souls will rejoin their bodies. They will be whole once more, never to be separated in death again. We too, here on earth, look forward to that great day with the words of today's creed. I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. These beloved, departed saints who were baptized into the name of Jesus, the one righteous, they are now with the great cloud of witnesses that surround the saints here on earth and who are enrolled in the great kingdom of heaven. How blessed are we to have such a great cloud of saints gathered around us here as we continue in what we call the church militant to do battle against evil. These beloved saints are not so departed as we might think. So much attention today is given to the whereabouts of their souls. But all the while, the presence of their bodies here serves us with the reminder of what is still to come. God also wishes us to remember that these saints are not so far away after all. In our communion liturgy, the words of the communion preface conclude in this way: therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name. With angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven. As you gather here, in this sacred place, you are not alone. Even as you have entered into this space, you have not done so removed from your departed, your faithful loved ones. Never forget that you and they all have one Lord, Jesus Christ. They gather around Him. You gather around Him. They worship Him. You worship Him. And in this place, the connection between the church triumphant and the church militant, the saints of heaven and the saints here on earth, cannot be more vivid and clear. One author, writing about the blessings of Holy Communion, recognizes that the Lord Christ does not come into our midst in this place without His body, the church. Whether triumphant or militant, heavenly or earthly, all saints belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. All saints together make up the body of Christ. Where He is, there we are also. So when we gather around this altar on this day, we do not do so in isolation from other saints. Rather, we do so with a number too numerous to count, as all the saints, past and present, near and far, gather around Christ's altar. The same author from before writes, "The sacrament of the altar is the closest meeting point between us and our Lord. How can He come closer to us than to come under the very roof of our mouths with His holy body and holy blood? This means that the altar, the Lord's Supper, is also the closest meeting point between us and the body of the Lord, His church, His saints. This includes our loved ones in the faith. You will not see them when you come forward to the altar this day, but they will be there. You will not see the Lord Jesus Christ, but He will be there. Right now, all of our loved ones who have died in the faith feel so far away from us. Memories of them seem to fade away. We feel alone. We miss them. We think about them. And we still love them. And here, you meet them once more. Here they gather with you in the presence of the Lord. Currently, the narrow stream of death separates us from them. And death is what we all have coming for us. For we all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We have doubted His love and His forgiveness. We have not let that love have its way with us. We have stolen time and support away from others, including our loved ones. We have spoken words that unjustly condemn instead of words that unjustly forgive. We have stolen from our neighbor and harmed him and her in their bodies by what we have done and by what we have left undone. Death is the just reward for our wickedness, our poorness of spirit, our sins against God and man. And yet, that death is beaten. Its power has been stripped. Its appearance of permanence is no more. Christ Jesus is its victor. Yes, Jesus did succumb to death, even death on a cross. He died. He was buried. But 3 days later, He rose. Jesus was not revived. He was not resuscitated, he was resurrected. Sin and its curse of death was left behind. Jesus will never know death again. The gap between us and our loved ones who have died in the faith, that narrow stream, has been bridged. Jesus is that bridge. He connects us with all the saints who have gone before us. And even more important, Jesus covers the gap between us and his Father. By his own suffering and death, Jesus has made the way to the Father by winning the forgiveness of our sin. Jesus is the way, the truth, the life, and no one gets to the Father except through the Son. Jesus has given access to the Father, to all the saints, those of the church triumphant and those of the church militant. That mystic, sweet communion that we have with those whose rest is won is because of Jesus. Oh, blessed communion, fellowship divine. We feebly struggle, they in glory shine. Yet all are one in thee, for all are thine. All are one in thee, Lord Jesus Christ. He has made us one in him. And we are richly blessed to receive our Lord Jesus Christ in the bread and in the wine of his sacrament on this day, even as we join with all the saints around this altar. For all saints are one in Christ. All saints worship him together. All saints together forever. Mystic, sweet communion. Fellowship divine. In Jesus' name, amen. Now the peace that does pass all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and your minds in Christ. Amen.